So, at the workshop, you were a bear guard. What were you doing? Were you doing night shifts, mornings?
Before we start discussing between the three of us who's going to take day shifts and night shifts, when I wasn't on any shifts, I would help around the camp, help with the cooks, help with the laborers, chop wood, and sometimes in the evenings you'd have a fire. But the other day was kind of more people that came to the camp, and it was like almost the final day. Second last day the workshop was finishing, I took out the guitar, and then actually, yeah, I was just strumming around with some friends, and then you were there, Lavinia. Me and Lavinia was just hanging out in the tent, and then all of a sudden I was like, we should make a song, like we should make a song about Sattusakulu. And me and Lavinia, you was like, I wonder what kind of words. Like I got the strumming parts, all right, and we made a song in like 1 hour, I guess. And then that same night we made the song. We performed it in front of like almost 20 people around the fire, and that was pretty cool. Now we got a song about Sattusakulu. Hey,
Yeah.
yeah.
So, did you guys see any wildlife out there?
We did actually first day, second day, third day of the workshop. There was like black bears everywhere, and the bear guards and the people would be surprised to see how the bear guards scare away the black bear. We never seen any other wildlife but black bears or just some birds, and there wasn't any much fish around, so like we put out nets so we could have like a group feast with some char or fried char. We tried to make smoked fish, but there wasn't any much fish around. But one day we decided to go for a seal hunt, and I was the driver, my dad was the shooter, me and my dad took turns of shooting, taking the wheel for the speedboat. And the Dene crowd actually came with us, and then since they had their license, we decided to give them the gun because there was a lot of seals around, and then they were kind of surprised and like excited, and they was like, oh, you're going to catch your first seal. We were seeing any kind of stuff like that. And then anyway, after a boat ride, we came across a lot of seals. We were shooting at them, and then at one point we seen a seal that was very close and under the boat. It's pretty cool because we were just floating around, like I think we were having a lunch or something. And then there was some seals, and his name is Adrian, part of the Dene crowd. He took the gun and shot it, and took two shots for him to kill his first seal. Everybody was like, yay, everybody was clapping. There's some videos. We just took some videos and cheered on for him because that was his first seal. Because he never ever experienced how Inuit way of life. And it was their first time. That same day we got the seal, and then everyone had a piece of the seal liver, seal heart, and seal, and we had some seal meat with some seal fat with it. And that was their first time. It was pretty cool how they had like seconds because it tasted so good. After we ate the seal, my mom took the seal skin that same day. My mom Jenny, she took the seal skin, and everybody went all around her. She started skinning the seal skin. Everybody tried the uluk and how hard it was for them. But everybody was learning. It was the learning thing that day. Everything, every single day. And it was kind of a good workshop. That's the best workshop I've been to so far.
Okay. So, would you like to add anything else?
Right now, since the workshop is over, I'd like to thank the Dene crowd. I'd like to thank the workers, the laborers, bear guards. I'd like to thank everyone who participated for this workshop to be a memory, I guess. And just wanna say it was a good workshop. It was the best workshop, and we actually made a moose hide, like out of moose. It was made out of moose skin, and we turned it into a hide. I was kind of surprised. It was a lot of work. A lot of work. Yeah, you'd be strong for that. It turned out pretty good. Say today was just like we started yesterday, but it was like 10 days ago. 10 days is up, and that 10 days was the best 10 days of the beginning of the summer. And I'm looking forward for the rest of the summer to see what's going on.
I'd like to thank you, Simeone, for giving our audience your experience at the Most High Workshop.
Yeah, it was good. Never going to forget that. We made a song.
Mm-hmm.
One of the crowd got your first seal. We got to hide.
We need to think of a song name, eh?
Yeah. Something about Satchusakaluk.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for speaking to me today.
It's not a problem, Lavinia.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
It's a beautiful windy day in Satchusakaluk. Hearing the children play, feeling the woods to be, enjoying our day with some laughter and friends. Making new memories that